The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. They are very different words from the sort of language we have in the story that we've heard as we read about Jesus and the things that happened. But these words are so full of rich truths, and they are a great part of the carol service for many people. We are nearly at Christmas now. There's only 3 sleeps to go until we get there. It's wonderful to be able to focus so much on it at this point. But it has been a long time coming. The shops get ready weeks before it all happens. And we've had the sights and the sounds, and if you go to the right places, even the smells of Christmas for some time now, building up since November, really. I have been known to be a bit grumpy about the early celebration of Christmas in the past. It is really nowhere near Christmas at the beginning of November or before that. But this year I have been a changed man. With the help of some Christmas-loving friends and family, I've approached it very differently. I have been enjoying the lights, I've been enjoying the songs, and I've even eaten mince pies early. And it's been great! There is so much to enjoy, and it stretches everything out for longer. And I find that the bits that really stick in your mind, and if you don't fight them, then that's okay, are the songs. Don't you find the same thing? You go into a shop and you come out again, and guess what? You're humming one of those Christmas songs. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Or as the rain dribbles down your neck in typical English weather, you're going, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. I would love to be walking in a winter wonderland. Maybe one we only imagine is rocking around the Christmas tree. How many people actually do that? I don't suppose many. Even less will do I'm walking in the air. And then we all have Mariah Carey singing to us, all I want for Christmas is you, me. It's so wonderful. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Yes. And of course, the other songs we hear lots of are the Christmas carols, which I'm sure you all enjoy, because otherwise you wouldn't be here today. They are another wonderful part of all of this season, and they tell us of the birth of the little Lord Jesus away in a manger. They tell us about how the shepherds watched their flocks by night. I don't suppose they all did stay seated on the ground all the time. We sing about the 3 kings from Orient and the star of wonder, the star of light. Lots of us love singing these carols. They make us feel very Christmassy. They remind us of all of the story. But these carols actually hold in them far more than the message of what is the most wonderful time of the year, really. We normally only sing them at Christmas, but actually the carols give us a message that goes far beyond Christmas. They tell us, to borrow a phrase recycled from elsewhere, that Jesus is for life, not just for Christmas. Take Away in a Manger. It's all about the little Lord Jesus, so much more than the baby. See Amid the Winter Snow says the same thing. Lo, within a manger lies he who built the starry skies. We remember Jesus' birth at Christmas, but what that birth means lasts all through the year. O little town of Bethlehem tells us of the hopes and fears of all the years that are met in this little baby tonight. Jesus meets us where we are, with our hopes and with our fears, and he gives us his love and his light. As Silent Night puts it, love's pure light radiant beams from his holy face. With the dawn of redeeming grace, a new day has dawned as Jesus was born. God is giving us his grace, giving us his love. He is saving us. It's wonderful, and it's not just for Christmas, it is for all of life. So, God rest ye merry, gentlemen, and ladies. Be full of joy, everyone. That's what God rest ye merry means. Full of joy. Because Jesus Christ, our Saviour, was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we had gone astray. Those really are tidings of comfort and joy. They are for all year and for all people. We are all in need of saving. We've all gone astray. But the message of Christmas is a message for all the year, a message of comfort and joy. Maybe it's hard for you at this time to feel comfort and joy. The times when we feel most that we're supposed to be happy can often be the hardest times, when we have a weight of sadness or loss that we are carrying with us. Earlier this year, a friend of ours died in his 50s after a short and unexpected illness. It was summertime, but at his funeral, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing" was sung by everybody. And why is that? Well, partly because it was Simon's absolute favourite, but also because of what it says, something that the family wanted to sing as they faced his death, trusting in the love of God. "Hark the Herald Angels," which we're going to sing at the end, has all sorts of wonderful stuff in it about God becoming man out of love for us, putting us right with him, reconciling us. Jesus is God in human form, God with us, Emmanuel. He brings light and life to all. He brings healing. These are wonderful things. And then we get to the last verse, which is how we're going to finish our service today, actually. And it's the part that made "Hark the Herald Angels" such a fitting song to be sung at Simon's service. "This little child, Jesus, laid in a manger, is born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth." No wonder the herald angels sing glory to the newborn king. Jesus is for life. Jesus is for death, not just for Christmas. So how do we respond? How do we take hold of this love, this comfort and this joy, this light and life, this hope in the face of death? Well, actually, we've sung it earlier in others of our carols. What we need to do is to ask God in, having first asked him to clear out all the junk that gets in his way, the mess that we make, the wrong that we do. "Let every heart prepare him room," we sang. And then we say to him, "Cast out my sin and enter in. Be born in me today." Then we'll find what it means to call Jesus Emmanuel, God with us. It's an amazing thing to live life in the company of God, enabled by God, strengthened by his love. Another way that we can put that response is what Kevin just sang a while ago. Offer thy heart. Give your whole self to him. And at a risk of slightly scratching the record at this point, I do think, well, I know this bit is true, that God longs for that. He longs for us to offer our hearts. And I think the message of the Bible can be to think that God's song to us is, "All I want for Christmas is you." And God really is somebody that we can respond to. We're going to sing our next carol now. And as you start singing it, you think, oh, this is a carol all about the weather. And then you discover that actually it's a carol about the awesomeness of God and the awesomeness of the birth of Jesus. And then you finally find that it's a carol about how we might respond to that. And please do respond. Please do think about it, now or later. Maybe talk to somebody. maybe you can pick up a book at the back, a little white booklet called Why Christmas, which free to take away if you'd like to. But we're going to stand now as we sing together in the bleak midwinter.